Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Our next guest is a Golden Globe-winning superstar who famously played Jenna and was nominated for an Emmy. She stars in the new dark fantasy film Damsel, which hits Netflix on Friday. So please welcome someone who's never wrong and always, Robin Wright.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you? I can't believe you're here. It's Robin Wright. Controlling round of applause. It's Robin Wright. Come on now. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah! Robin!
Yes, Robin!
I can't believe you're here.
Robin!
Look at what coffee does to people. It's amazing.
Yeah, and also the mid-20s helps as well.
It's true.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. All the better for seeing you.
Oh.
We love you.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, no, we really do. We think you're amazing. You're an amazing... You seem to be very amazing at all your jobs. Now, we're not quite France, we're not quite Paris, but we're nearly there. You love France, don't you? Let's get that out of the way first. You're a big Francophile.
Yeah, I mean... Always, any Western Europe country.
Okay, so we're dabbed in there. We're part of the
You're
gang.
You're in there. You're absolutely in there.
Will you be Olympicking in Paris at all, in France, in August?
I'm going to be shooting a show here.
Are you?
In August.
So we get more of you?
I'm here for 7 months.
Oh my gosh. Is that now? Does that include now?
We're prepping right now.
Can you tell us about it?
I can.
Come on then.
Plugging.
Plug away.
It's an Amazon show and British cast. I'm the only American.
Mm.
And it's a new TV series, 6-part series called The Girlfriend with me and Olivia Cooke.
All right. Nice. Oh. And so do you get digs here? I.e., do you get to... You're a hotel person or you're an apartment
No, I'm
person?
Looking for... Do you know anybody that's renting? Seriously.
How does it... People do that, though. They have someone to do that for you, I would imagine.
They do. And there are realty agencies that...
Realty? Yeah.
What do you call them?
Estate agents.
Sorry.
You have realtors, don't you?
Realtors.
I can't even say it. Feel free to take over whenever you want to. And whereabouts are you shooting?
We don't know yet.
Okay, so is it central London or one of the studios?
It'll be outside of London.
Okay, and you're here for that now? You're here to stay or are you going back home first?
Well, I'm producing, acting and directing some of it. So it's a lot of prep.
Good for you. All right, Damsel is why you're here primarily. Damsel released this Friday, 8th of March on Netflix. It's a dark fantasy, a dark fairy tale. You are very much part of that darkness because you play the evil queen. How evil does your queen get, Robin Wright?
How evil can you go?
Yeah.
She's pretty venal. Yeah, it's but what's interesting about this is it's not the classic conventional fantasy adventure.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be in it if it was.
Ah. He's got a great twist on it. Juan Carlos, the director.
Yeah.
He kind of flipped it on its head to attract a more modern audience. And I think it worked.
Okay.
Meaning these two evil characters, right? Mm. There's a monster and then the evil queen. They're doing these very immoral things, but for a very good cause.
Ooh.
So if you believe in the philosophy, which you have to if you're playing any character.
Yes, of course you do.
You have to like her.
Can we have a control room? please, if you don't mind. Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you very much indeed. So is there another queen? Because Ray Winston's the king and you're not married to Ray Winston, are you, in it?
No, Angela Bassett is married to him. She's
not
she's the stepmother, but she's not an evil stepmother.
See, it's so confusing. Well, it's confusing for me. How was Ray? Have you worked with Ray before?
Uh-huh. We worked together years ago, Beowulf, which was a motion capture film that Robert Zemeckis directed. So it was nice to re-hook up. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, and by the way, no fairy tale with an evil queen, like really evil, like boo, boo, like boo. Come on, really evil queen.
Is this part of your show all the time?
I have no idea. I just want a competition
that
to do
so
this today.
Great.
I don't know who does it normally, this show, but I'm really enjoying, I'm really having a good time. None of that is complete without a dragon. So there is some dragon action straight out of the gate.
There is some dragon action.
Come on, tell us about the dragon action.
Dragon action. Dragon action. She's a mother. Dragon She's dragon. A weeping mother.
Right, okay.
Because her child has been, you know, murdered. I don't know what, we don't know what happened to that. I'm not sure. She's angry.
I hear about huge budgets and massive scale and that kind of thing, you know, with the production.
This film?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And they are promoting it like it is the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, Millie Bobby Brown has done very well for Netflix, right?
Yeah. Hats off to Millie Bobby Brown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I saw you on Jimmy Fallon talking about it. How is it? Has it happened in America or are we worldwide on that Friday? Is it the world?
I think it's worldwide.
Yeah.
But it'll just be on Netflix.
All right. Yeah. That's us.
How do you decide what projects to do? Like when this script hit your inbox?
Yes, exactly. It's a good question.
what about it made you think, yeah, come on, I'm in?
Because she's so vicious. It does. It gives you more to play with.
Yeah.
It depends where you are in your life. I've always used that word. I'm like, it's seasonal. There's sometimes you're in a lane where you're like, I want to do a comedy. I don't want to play a depressed woman who has lost her child, you know?
Yes.
You don't want to have to go to certain places emotionally. So I think it comes when it comes and it flows with the wind.
Yeah, and sometimes you haven't got that to give, have you?
It's
not available.
True.
It's not available to you. Directing, as well, you just said, you're directing, producing and acting in this new thing, which is happening around now, but you won't tell us where, which is fine, because there has to be some intrigue about everything. Of course there does. You also directed one of my favourite shows, Ozark, which is just, I mean...
One of the best shows, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's like off the chain. Good. Obviously, you hung about... Ozark's a real place, the Ozarks?
The Ozarks are a real place.
Whereabouts are they in the world?
Up there. Can't remember what state, but we shot it in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh my gosh. What was the first thing you ever directed?
I directed House of Cards was kind of the first thing.
Okay, and was that part, did they offer it to you or did you say, look, if you want me to carry on doing this, I need to direct, or did somebody not turn up one day and you said, I'll give it a go, or how did that happen?
Well, I think the crew guys were kind of annoyed with me directing things
anyway.
Right. And they went, Robin, why don't you just go to the producers of Netflix and say you'd like to do this?
Right.
And I said, you think they'd let me? And they were like, come on, we got your back. And it really was. It was the camera guys who were old veterans. You know, guy that shot the show for 6 years.
Yes.
Gary J was his name. He's no longer with us. He was the best. He worked for Oliver Stone, Michael Mann, like did big, big movies.
Wow.
And I said, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
On a TV show. And he said, Rob, security. You got security? I know I have to be at work at this hour every day and I get off at that hour every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're a good old Texas boy. He just wanted to have structure.
Were you born in Texas?
I was.
Yeah,
so. And he taught me everything.
Yeah. Wow. It's funny that the camera guys had your back as well, isn't it? Because there are different kinds of directors. For ages when I was doing TV, they used to say, you direct from the floor. And I went, ooh, what does that mean? And it was a positional kind of thing, you know, because you knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
And then you sort of requested that you get it. But that wasn't the same as directing, but I was led. They let me believe it was. Do you know what I mean?
Good for them.
Yeah. Was it similar with you?
And didn't it take you to where you are now?
Oh, no, without question. Mm. Without question. But then you get behind the cameras and it is different. It's got to be said.
Oh, it's a completely different beast.
Yeah.
And I could not have done it without having the guidance of these very seasoned professionals.
They're cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just cool. It's funny, isn't it? Because it's, you know, there are stars, there are superstars. There's a superstar Formula One driver at the moment called Max Verstappen. And his dad has been very vocal this weekend about various different things. And I thought, that's because his dad knows. No matter how big his son is now, the team will always be there, but the drivers are transient. Mm. And it's the same with stars, the biggest stars in the world. At the time, my God, did they rule the roost. But the lighting cameraman, you know, the gaffers, or whoever it is, they're there. They've seen them all come and go, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Of course they have.
It's interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, they're all architects with you.
Yeah.
As the director, you cannot do it without them,
no,
clearly.
Without question.
Yeah.
And you have to be a great leader, don't you? I suppose that's the thing, in a way.
I don't know, do you?
Well, I think so, yeah, because, or a great a connector, or a, I don't know.
It's what kind of leader?
I suppose so.
Yes, great would be ideal if we were all great. I don't know if I'm good or great, but
I bet you
what kind of leader do you want to be? That's what I keep learning project to project.
Tell us more about that.
The whole thing about directing versus acting,
yes,
is you are collaborating with every single department,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be open to suggestions, like bring it to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my quandary.
Come on.
You know, when people say, yeah, best idea wins. It's like, well, who decides on that idea?
Yeah.
That's a subjective perspective, right?
Yes, yes.
So who's being led to that position to say that's the best idea.
Yeah.
That's where I'm a little bit in a quandary.
So
right now.
So what do you do about it?
I don't know. Help me.
Well,
what do you do when you're like, yeah, all those ideas.
Well, I'll share something with you, which doesn't answer your quandary. But one of the things I discovered too late, you only discover it when you discover it, was when somebody comes up with a great idea and you think this is a yes, this is a big tick, yes. And then you say, that's fantastic. And if we do it like this, it'll be even more fantastic. And what I thought I was doing was adding, you know, pouring magical petrol on a magical fire. But what I was doing was I was stealing the idea from the person who came up with it. And apparently there's this theory that if you get an idea and it's like, it's a pretty good idea, but in your eyes, it's 90% and you're more qualified. If you say, do this and it'll be 100%, it demotivates the person to a point where it's not worth adding your 10%, and you just hold back and let it live and breathe as it came out of the babe's mouths. And it's better. It's all the better for it. That's what I discovered.
Okay, great. So can I bring you with me to the next project?
You can take me anywhere you like and I'll pay my own petrol, Robin, right? Did you get this thing when you were directing House of Cards? Did you get the thing? Because we were all watching at home and we were all thinking, oh, God, this is Robin. Because it was, you know, it was well publicised that you were going to direct one and then two. And we would then try to see the difference between a Robin Wright episode and then a different director's episode. Did you get a lot of that? Did you get a lot of people saying, oh, that's different the way you do it? Or did you try and do it the same? Or?
Well, that's so interesting that you bring that up. I don't know. All I do know is we had a template we had to follow.
Right.
That David Fincher established with season one.
Yes.
We couldn't use certain lenses. We couldn't use Steadicam.
Oh,
we couldn't use handheld. It was portraiture was that show. Was to see the scale.
Yes.
And the majesty of DC.
And the confidence of it all.
The commander-in-chief, you know?
Yeah.
So he wanted it shot in that manner. And we were limited on how long a dolly move could be.
Yeah.
Which was really great as a learning experience for a beginner.
Yeah.
You had parameters that you had to work within. So all of us directors, how do you bring your essence to it?
Yeah.
You do, I hope. And you do see the difference in episode to episode with the different directors, but it's tricky.
It is very tricky.
When you don't just have free reign to do whatever you want.
And also, if you've not been doing it since you were like seven, like Steven Spielberg. Did you see that movie about his family, the sort of semi-biopic about him, like the train set and the...
No, he was born to be a director.
Oh, I mean, come on. Do you know him?
I don't know him.
Oh, have you met him?
I don't think so. Have you? Has he been on your
never,
show?
Nowhere near. Some people you don't get anywhere near, and he's all of them. Yeah. I got so much grief, and so did Vassos vicariously, for the first couple of hours of the show, because we said you were coming on and Princess Bride and stuff, and I said, I haven't seen Princess Bride. And we got all these people saying, what do you mean? Up until this moment, I loved your show and I really respected you, but I cannot believe you haven't seen Princess Bride. So I thought, shoot. I better watch the trailer. And I didn't realise it was a comedy.
It is very much a comedy.
I had no idea. Who wrote it?
William Goldman.
It was William Goldman, wasn't it? I've read his book about screenwriting and all that other stuff. Oh, my gosh.
I think you'd like it, being a Brit.
Yeah, well, I saw the trailer. It looked a bit like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I didn't realise because there's a kid aspect of it in
you
the
know
present
what? That
day.
That is true. That's true.
And Rob Ryan. I didn't remember Rob Ryan. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Where have you been?
I don't know. Oh, in all the wrong places, all the wrong...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
It won't be like this forever, so just enjoy it while it's here. It's a really wonderful thing.
And James Bay.
It's about me. It's about my relationship with Lucy. It sums up so much of what went into writing this whole album. We're all works in progress. I still don't necessarily know who I am.
And Depeche Mode's Dave Gahan remembering the late, great Andy Fletcher.
I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came in my head was, I wish I'd been a bit kinder.
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
What a life, though. What a career. What a wonderful journey you've had. And here we are with Damsel on Friday. And here we are with you in London for the next 7 months. I heard a great phrase at the weekend. You can have it all. You just can't have it all at once. Don't you like that?
That's great.
Isn't it beautiful?
That is so true.
Yeah.
And liberating to feel that.
Yeah. It's another version, a better version of you can't have everything, but you can have anything.
And everything is nothing?
Yeah. Something like that.
At the end of the day, it's all that.
When you were dancing, when you were younger, when you were dancing, when you were modelling, when you first started acting on telly, did you have dreams? Did you have aspirations? Or are you one of these annoying people, nicely annoying, said, there was never a plan?
I was absolutely petrified at the notion of acting, of being in front of a camera, in front of a 65-person crew.
Right.
Scared me to death.
Right.
So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
There was no plan.
Okay. From day one, you've just been permanently scared.
I'm still scared. Still scared sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor in a refugee camp in a crisis zone.
Is that because of the pharmaceutical beginnings of your mum and your pop?
No, I've always had that nugget in me of wanting to help those that have less.
Yeah, and you've done that, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you've done that a lot. And you don't rue having not gone down that path.
No, but if this doesn't work out for me, I definitely would like, can somebody hire me from the Red Cross or something?
Oh my gosh. Sinead.
I'm wondering, what project is it that people get most excited about when they meet you? Because obviously you've done so many iconic shows and films.
Yeah. Forrest Gump, Clang.
We've talked about The Princess Bride, House of Cards as well. And I guess it spans generations as well. Mm-hmm. What do people get most excited about?
Well, just to rub salt in the wound, it's Princess Bride.
Stop it now.
Go home.
It's not just me, Robin.
I know it's not just you.
I read William Goldman's book on screenwriting when I lived in America, and he talked about because he wrote Princess Bride, and then which was this sort of fantasy thing, and people said don't write it, it's not going to work. Was it an original screenplay? I think it was, wasn't it?
It was a book.
Or did he adapt it? Okay, he did, but he did something brilliant with Princess Bride, clearly, and then he didn't do anything for ages, and it really wobbled him. I don't know.
That's news to me.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
Next. Okay, next.
But you were really young when you made The Princess Bride.
I think I was 19. 14.
What was it like? Because it's...
You'd only just started acting, really. You've done some telework and things.
Yeah, did a little bit of television.
Yeah.
It was daunting to be there with these legends, you know?
Yeah.
Rob Reiner, Christopher Guest.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mandy Patinkin. My pal was Andre the Giant.
Aww. Yeah, I know. You talked about Andre the Giant.
He was my pal.
You talked about Andre the Giant. Did he warm you up or cool you down with his big hands?
He would do that with anybody. He was such a sweetheart.
Didn't you say you were freezing cold or something?
Freezing cold. His hands were so big. My head, he was palming a basketball. Aww. That's what it was like.
Aww.
Just a real gentle giant he was.
Didn't you have a story about Andre the Giant, or was it Andre Agassi?
No, I was on a quiz show, and one of the questions was which tennis champion first name Andre won, and the you get told, just if you don't know, just guess, because it might be funny, and somebody guessed Andre the Giant, and the rest, and the rest of us thought that was the vision of him playing tennis. You wouldn't want to face his serve, would you?
Yeah. That's a sport I don't think he would have followed very.
Damsel released this Friday, 8th of March on Netflix. Here we go. A dutiful damsel agrees to marry a handsome prince. So far, so good.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay. Only to find the royal family has recruited her as a sacrifice to repay an ancient debt. This is when it all begins to go pear-shaped.
But begins.
Thrown into a cave with a fire-breathing dragon, she must rely on her wits and will to survive. Robin Wright's with us now. The lovely Robin Wright, the ever-fragrant Robin Wright, the delectable, unbelievably, couldn't be more affable Robin Wright, plays the evil queen. That's the evil queen, team.
Here we go.
More, more. Horrible Robin Wright. Despicable.
Despicable.
All right, give us just some how evil does she get? Where did you channel your evil? Where
this
did
is
your
the
evil...
cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know how grateful they must be when they go home at night that they work for you?
Oh.
Right? They're all like 12 years old.
Yeah.
By the way, we've got our very own 12-year-old Andre the Giant. Felix, come on. Come on. Come on, get closer to Robin. Look.
He's a gentle giant.
He's a very gentle giant. Apparently, last Monday, he was grumpy, but he's so nice, none of us noticed. Just give us three evil hacks if we want to be a bit more evil.
Hacks?
Yeah, come on.
What's a
hack is a hint how to do it from the evil queen.
How to do it.
Yeah, where did you channel your evil from, Robin?
Listen, I did that for 6 years on House of Cards. It came to me very easily.
It makes me want to watch House of Cards again. All the way through. That was such a sort of spooky, slow burn, wasn't it? The things that weren't said with the pauses and the looks, you know, and those midnight runs around the block when you went out and you shared the cigarette and that sort of distant, that aloof intimacy. Do you know what I mean by that?
Nicely said.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah. And there was always that simmering, tacit conflict. Whoa!
You should have done the reviews for House of Cards. That's amazing.
Did anybody not like House of Cards? Was there any bad...
I'm sure people
couldn't
stand it.
Were there any bad reviews? Anybody dare?
I don't read reviews. I don't know. Reviews are interesting, right? Because you go, why read them? It's already done.
I know. It's so
we've
so
already
weird.
Made it. You're either going to love it or hate it.
But
so
there is a nice side to reviews. Like, for example, what's the Christmas movie we always talk about?
The Holiday.
The Holiday. So The Holiday. You know the film The Holiday? Have you seen it?
The one with Jude Law?
Yes. Okay. The one with Jude Law and Kate Winslet. So that was filmed in the village where I used to live. So you can imagine that there's some connection there.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were around. They filmed it. Oh, Jude Law, Kate Winslet, big film. So it comes out a couple of years later, 18 months later, you know, like the movies are. And there were the Guardian gave it a 1-star review, which stopped me watching a film that was made in the village where I live because I was so excited about it because the review was so bad. 5 or 10 years later, I watched the film by accident. It's like a 5-star film. It's a great film. That's when.
But it's subjective, isn't it? Like you've got one person watching something. Like what qualifies one person's opinion over another? I always find it quite interesting.
Exactly.
I'd like to ask a question about Damsel. So it's not all CGI, is it? But there is some CGI in
it. The dragon's real, but the rest of it's CGI.
The dragon's real. Well, yeah. I know like a lot of the background, people were like, that's actually like the real background where you were in Bulgaria. Is that right?
We were in Portugal.
Portugal. When you watch it back, the stuff that is green screen and what you filmed green screen, when you watch it back, is it really surreal to see yourself in that situation? I always think that with like films that you're not kind of there. Do you know what I mean?
You are, because you're pantomiming.
Yeah. So then is it like, oh my God, did I actually go to that place? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've all done it enough by this time.
But is it amazing to watch it back then and see yourself in this like
strange
environment?
It's incredible to see what the CGI technicians did.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, where I'm, oh, I can't give it away. I was going to spoil. Oh, no.
Yeah, don't say anybody
caught
gets
myself,
killed.
Caught myself.
Don't say, by the way, Ray Winston is on the show on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything we should ask him? Question. Can we record a question from you to Ray? Is that all right?
Ray, could you maybe do the sequel to Sexy Beast?
Oh.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Talk about
stop
a great,
it.
That's a great
stop
movie.
It. Stop. Stop it now. That is one of the greatest films ever.
Greatest films of all time.
Of all time. Gal, do the job, Gal. Do the job, do the job. Do the job.
He called me from Heathrow.
Yeah, I know.
He did. He called me from Heathrow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Seen it?
Nope.
Oh. Team seen it. By the way, the team, right, listen to this. Robin, I can't believe I'm talking to Robin, right? I still can't get over it. Robin. I was just talking now like we're talking. Well, I am. She's probably thinking, I'm getting me out of here. But the team hadn't seen Thelma and Louise, right? Hadn't heard of Thelma and Louise. I made them watch it. They came in the next day going, oh my God, it's such a great movie. Sexy Beast is the same.
Sexy Beast.
Might be even better. Okay, well, while we're on it, top three films ever.
That's in my top 10.
Top 10, okay, fair enough. Do we all know our favourite film of all time? Do we all know that?
How is that possible to pick
one? I know, depending on what mood you're
this
in.
This is a better question to say, what are the top three? Like top you three. Were saying, give me three hacks. Let's do, what were your top three favourite films of all time?
Okay.
Go, one, two, three.
Graduate.
Ah. Oh.
Right?
Yep.
With Nell and I.
Ah.
Oh. And the first Muppet movie. Sorry, but I just love that film. It's so rock and roll. It's so
that just—I don't know you at all. That just summed you up right there.
I would say American Beauty because I love that film.
Oh,
as well.
Good film.
I think American Beauty is the bookend to The Graduate. That's but I've
good
always,
call.
I've always
good
had
call.
That theory. Oliver. I could watch Oliver for the rest of my life.
Look, see, he's adding. We said three. He's
I know,
six.
I know, but
he's
you got me. Lawrence of Arabia. Could watch that film literally for the rest of my life. Other films, Little Miss Sunshine, you know, all you go.
Yeah.
Top three.
Black Stallion. Mm-hmm. Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast. So it's gone from top 10 to top three.
And then I'm going to pull in more modern, current, Ex Machina.
Ex Machina, good.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It was a while ago now. Can't remember much of it. Amelie, quite liked Amelie. That was a good film. Robin has to head off. Okay. Betty Blue. Betty Blue.
Didn't see it.
Oh my gosh, okay. You've got to see Betty Blue.
I'm seeing that and then you have to watch
Il Postino.
Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful.
Do you know we could keep doing this
Cinema
for like
Paradiso.
6 hours?
Well, let's do it. Oh no, you got to go.
I got to go.
Okay, can you just give us your top three again? So, Robin Wright's top three films. Go.
I'm stealing yours. Graduate. Sexy Beast. Yes. And Black Stallion.
Okay.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so
which
beautiful.
Do I watch first, Black Stallion or Princess Bride?
Princess Bride.
Okay, all right. Go,
it's
go.
It's funnier.
All right, Rob Wright's got to go. Right.
Thank you.
Yes. Damsel is released this Friday, 8th of March on Netflix. All right.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.